Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
All right. If you ever have a problem, you can slide into our DMs. We will try and help you by blasting you out on the radio.
There we go.
Today we are calling her Claudia the Cougar.
What?
Not her real name. Wait till you hear this, okay? says, I'm a 38-year-old woman who's been married for 15-plus years. I've been divorced now for 2.5 years, but there's this guy who's interested in me. He's absolutely great, but he's 12 years younger than I am, and he's also my ex's cousin. Help. I'm torn between going with it and seeing what happens, or just straight out bolting.
Okay, the age is not a concern. I'd be proud. He's still 26 years old. That's fine. She's 38.
Look at you doing math on the spot.
Go for it. I know, and I got it right too, I think.
Yeah.
The concerning thing is the ex's cousin.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust people there. I don't know how their relationship ended. I don't know the whole dynamic with that. I need a little bit more context because that is a concern.
I rarely agree with you, but I would in this situation as well. Yeah, being older, whatever, do you. Especially if you're just dating. Go have fun.
Be proud.
But the connection to your ex, that would have me a little worried depending on how things ended with your ex and how close your ex is with his cousin.
Yeah.
I mean, do they hang out all the time?
That's the other thing we need to know, because exes are exes for a reason, unless you have a child together or something like that. I don't personally think there's any need to keep in contact with them, move on with that phase of their life. So I would say if they are close, avoid that at all costs.
But I also, you know what? I'm going to say go with it. Do it. You're dating. Go have fun.
No. Well, what if they're really close? That could lead into a horrible situation. The age is great. I applaud her. Good for you, Cougar, Claudia, whatever your name is.
Hey, if it's love, it's love, okay?
Not with your ex's cousin, Kelly.
Do
Come
you.
On.
Go for it. I'm telling you, I got shorter hair. I'm so much sassier now. Do it,
yeah,
Claudia.
You're going to get this girl in trouble as a result
of
this advice.
Let's get your advice with the DM Dilemma. What do you think? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
You're short. Good for Cougar Claudia, 38 years old, recently single, been married for a long time, has a 26-year-old after her. She says he's great, but that's not the problem. The DM Dilemma here is she's his ex's cousin, Kelly.
Yeah, there's a little messy connection there.
A little? It's huge. So she doesn't know what to do. She really likes him, but it's the cousin.
All right. Rick in Fullerton, do you have some advice for the DM Dilemma?
Insanity's doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. That family's already failed you once. You divorced it. You know, if you've attracted one 26-year-old, you can attract another.
So you say go fishing off a different pier.
That's just got too much volatile, you know. It can't end good.
Kelly, do you think there's some weird psychological attachment to her ex that she's having to go with her cousin out of all the people she could go for?
Okay, I think you're looking way too much into it that way. But I do agree that the connection is a little weird being that close to your ex.
You know, she knew this guy while she was dating the ex. Eventually, if something does pan out and you're out somewhere, it's going to end ugly.
And that seems to be the consensus right now. A lot of people said not worried about the age difference, more so the connection to your ex. That just adds unnecessary drama. That's what Jessica says.
Yeah, the 951 says he seems like she's a glutton for punishment, says absolutely not. I mean, look, if she found out it's the cousin by some DNA test or something, they don't know each other, that's one thing. But cousin is a close relation, and we assume that they're closely related. That is a recipe for disaster.
And we both kind of overlooked the age gap of them.
Well, no,
but
proud of her.
The 714 points this out. Okay, if this is the cousin of your ex, you were married to him for 15 plus years, the new guy is only 26, that's a little weird. That means you've known him since he was a child or a teenager.
A little weird, but I don't think that matters. He's 26 years old now. He's an adult. You could date an adult.
Well, and here's the thing. We don't know the relationship between the ex and the cousin. Maybe they're not close at all. And maybe if it does work out, maybe they're best friends and he'll end up being the best man at their wedding. We don't know.
Yeah, she knows. And that's what she's got to determine. We can't do that.
I don't know. I still say go for it.
No!
Go have fun, Claudia.
Go have fun, but not with the cousin.
Be the cougar you were meant to be.
Can you grow your hair?